Well, this is our regular segment on science and technology that we put on the air every Tuesday, produced by Silvana Avellaneda. The first story is about a discovery in Jujuy, a fish capable of living in extreme waters. In spite of the fact that the conditions of the lagoons of Santa Barbara in southeast Jujuy are practically uninhabitable for any other vertebrate, there is a species of fish that is able to adapt to the extreme characteristics of this environment. It's a species called Genincia sulfurica that was discovered by a team of CONICET researchers in the executive unit of the Miguel Lillo Foundation in Argentina. CONICET, let's recall, is the state-run research institution of Argentina, the main one. Among the specialists who took part in the discovery are Guillermo Terán and researchers Gastón Aguilera and Marcos Miranda. They took part in the discovery of this species of the genus fish that not only manages to resist temperatures of up to 45 degrees, but can also survive in waters with high sulfur content. The research, which was published on the special magazine Plus One, added to one of the many discoveries made by the team in northern Argentina. Their results show that Genincia sulfurica, during its evolution, developed physiological mechanisms to regulate the concentration of sulfur in the blood. They were also able to observe that this tiny fish captures considerable amounts of oxygen from the surface because its lower jaw has a hypertrophied lip that allows it to take in atmospheric air, which facilitates their breathing. And the Argentine Institute of Oceanography celebrated its 50th anniversary. It was founded on June 23, 1969, following an understanding between the Universidad Nacional del Sur, the National University of the South, CONICET, and the Argentine Navy. The IADO, as the institute is known by its acronym in Argentina, was the second of CONICET, and the first chairman of the organization was Bernardo José, one of the Argentine Nobel Prize winners. Throughout history, the institute has become a center for multidisciplinary studies on various topics related to sea sciences, which is a work appreciated by the national and global scientific community because of the quality of their research, and also because of their contributions to knowledge regarding the resources of the Argentine Sea, and also thanks to their campaigns on board of the oceanographic vessels of the Institute, which are called Puerto Deseado and Bernardo José. This vessel, this ship, is currently anchored at the Bahía Blanca Science and Technology Center in the province of Buenos Aires. The Institute is the mother of several centers involved with research fields such as hydrology, weather, biological oceanography, physical oceanography, geological oceanography and geophysics, as well as chemical oceanography and coastal engineering. And there is a study that reveals how the glaciers of the Andes mountain range have changed over the last 20 years. One of the most important attractions for tourists in Argentina are the glaciers. And standing very close to these giant mountains, giant masses of ice, the most famous of these glaciers in Argentina, and maybe in the world, is the Perito Moreno in the province of Santa Cruz, facing the icy waters of the Lago Argentino, the Argentine lake. The glaciers cover more than 31,000 square kilometers across the entire Andes mountain range, a range that links Venezuela to Tierra del Fuego from north to south. In others, such as the south of the continent, in other parts of the continent, such as the south, the glaciers have an impact on sea level. And they also are very good indicators of how climate change affects the Earth. They're very sensitive to climate change, glaciers I'm talking about. And if the overall temperature increases, the glaciers melt a lot faster. But if there is more rainfall, the glaciers expand. These eloquent changes in the volume of glaciers would show how climate change has been a lot faster over the past two decades. We're recently studied by a group of scientists from several countries, including three from Argentina's CONICET. These experts were able to access and compare for the first time satellite images of the entire Andes mountain range, taken between 2000 and 2018. The work has just been published on the Nature Geoscience Journal. In this work, we were able to analyze for the first time ever the evolution of all the glaciers of the different climatic zones of the Andes during the last 20 years. We compare more than 30,000 digital terrain models made from pairs of stereoscopic images of the ASTER satellite, which allowed us to reach an unprecedented level of precision, explains CONICET researcher Lucas Ruiz, who, along with Pierre Pitt and Mariano Maciocas, participated from Argentina in this multinational endeavor. The team that was headed by Inés Dussalon from the University of Toulouse is completed with colleagues from different institutions in France. One of the study's findings was the loss of mass in glaciers located in the tropics and in southern Patagonia, which remained at a high and constant rate over the past 20 years. But in the arid Andes and northern Patagonia, from Salta to southern Chubut, between 2009 and 2008, glaciers lost mass at a higher rate than between 2000 and 2009, marking a change in climate regime. As the scientists warn, the problem is that if the glaciers continue to shrink in the future, we are not going to have that storage of fresh water which glaciers are. And finally, the United Nations has recognized Costa Rica as the champion of the Earth because of that country's environmental commitment. The Central American nation was awarded the UN's Champions of the Earth Award in recognition of, quote-unquote, their policies for the protection of nature and their commitment to implementing programs to reduce greenhouse effect gas emissions into the atmosphere and to combat climate change as well. The highest award of the United Nations Environment Program was given to Costa Rica in the category of political leadership by the UN. The global organization highlighted the Central American country's efforts as a pioneer and a forerunner in achieving sustainability by placing environmental concerns at the center of political and economic strategies for decades. Last February, Costa Rica presented the National Decarbonization Plan with medium and long-term objectives, with the goal of reforming sectors such as transportation, energy, waste management, and land use. With this initiative, the country of 51,000 square kilometers seeks to reach zero emissions by 2050, meaning that it will not generate any more emissions than it can offset through actions such as maintenance and expansion of the forests. Currently, more than 98% of Costa Rica's energy is produced from renewable sources, and forests cover 53% of the territory after successfully avoiding deforestation for decades, thanks to regulations and government's action. In 2017, the country ran on renewable energy alone for a record 300 non-stop days. The goal is for all electricity to come from renewable sources by the year 2030. On that year, 70% of buses and taxis have to be electric, and 100% must meet that requirement by 2050.